Today, I'm announcing a significant number of additional actions to build on the plan. Firstly, the Attorney-General and Minister for Home Affairs will develop a package of legislative reforms to crack down on those who spread hate, division and radicalisation. The National Security Committee has agreed that changes will include the following 5 points. Agreed changes will include: 1. Aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence. Secondly, increased penalties for hate speech promoting violence. Thirdly, making hate an aggravating factor in sentencing crimes for online threats and harassment. Fourthly, developing a regime for listing organisations whose leaders engage in hate speech promoting violence or racial hatred. And fifthly, developing a narrow federal offence for serious vilification based on race and/or advocating racial supremacy. The Minister for Home Affairs will also have new powers to cancel or reject visas for those who spread hate and division in this country, or would do so if they were allowed to come here. David Gonski has agreed to lead a 12-month task force, which will include the envoy, to ensure the Australian education system prevents, tackles and properly responds to anti-Semitism. The East Safety Commissioner, the Special Envoy and the Department of Communications will work together to provide online safety advice to address anti-Semitism. This builds on the extension in my EFO as well, all of these measures, of funding to provide overall security support to the Jewish community, including at places of worship. I can also announce today the disaster recovery funding arrangements will be triggered in response to the attack, so the Commonwealth and New South Wales will share the financial burden of the recovery. This is the first time that the DRFA has been used for a terrorist attack. This will provide support to victims, their families and small business impacted in the wake of the Bondi Beach terror attack. Over the coming days, I'll have more to say about the government's response to Sunday's atrocity, including on gun control, and I note that New South Wales is moving on that next week.